Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. And I'm very excited, Stephanie, about our guest today, Sunita Punjabi. Sunita, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sunita is the founder of Brain Coach LLC. She is, wait till you listen to these credentials. This woman's like so smart. She's an expert trainer in neurofeedback and uses methods from the growing field of neuroplasticity, which we're going to ask her to explain here in a little bit, and surplus reality to help people find purpose. Through her doctorate work in the Chicago School of Professional Psychology and her professional work in the community, she teaches emerging business owners that self-imposed barriers disappear when people find meaning and purpose in their endeavors. She brings her Eastern heritage to modern day science to assist people to intentionally create meaning and find a cause worthy of their lives. Sunita, I'm very excited about what you're going to be sharing with us today.
It's an honor, Stephanie and Anna, to be part of anything you ladies are doing, really. I know the caliber of people that you both are, so I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about, you have an Eastern heritage. Tell us a little about your background and how you came to create Brain Coach LLC.
I was born in India, and I've always been an entrepreneur. I grew up around entrepreneurs. And I know the challenges that it takes to be that's involved in being an entrepreneur. I mean, you're the leader. There's no one really in front of you leading that path. You've got to go in there almost, I can see like a jungle, and you've got a machete, and you're trying to like break all the weeds and pave a way for your business to be created and for it to be profitable, and then for you to provide employment for other people. So I saw that business owners, I saw the difference. I saw business owners that did well and others that struggled. And it was commitment. And behind commitment, I saw something else. I saw that the business owners around me that got up early, stayed late, were organically motivated. They were motivated naturally. They didn't really have to do anything. So I got into studying psychology. I thought I was going to actually like go to medical school and be a psychiatrist. But what kept pulling at me was business. And about 16 years ago, I opened a financial services firm where I was responsible for, it was close to about 100 agents that reported to me, directly and indirectly, and they were all 1099, so they were contracted labor, and I was breaking records. I was setting appointments. I was the top producer in financial services in the region, and people kept asking me what it was, and as I went inside myself and realized I was doing business, I was producing, closing, I was growing my business because it was about a service. It was about a purpose. It had meaning for me other than just income. And income is important. I never want to talk down. Money is important. We need money to get things done. But when I saw, and even what money could do, not the money itself, but the quality of life, what I could do for my community. So when I really got in touch with something bigger than myself and attached that to my business, things exploded for me. And I'm really adamant about helping people do that, because the how and the what, like, I know you and Stephanie are so incredible at teaching people what to do and how to do it. I was part of something that Stephanie was doing the other day, and she was talking about business plans and how to create that. So there's the how and the what to do. But what I'm finding as a scientist, and my specialty is neurology, neuroscience, the brain. What I'm finding is if we can get with the what, why, like what is the meaning of it? Why do we want to do this? If we can pull that in, you're actually getting the subconscious mind engaged in the goals that you've set at a conscious level. See, a lot of business owners don't understand that you can set goals all day. That's the frontal part of the brain. So if the conscious sets goals, it's the subconscious that gets the goal. That's the goal getter, is the subconscious. And the conscious is the goal setter. But if they don't work together, if you can't ignite your subconscious, you're going to find that it's hard to be motivated. It's hard. Mm-hmm. You don't get innovation. And basically, I call it flow. But that's it in a nutshell, what happened to me.
Oh, okay. So, wow, that's interesting.
So why is it that you talk about pursuing purpose and meaning. I guess I'm trying to wrap my head around if happiness is kind of the end goal, basically, why not just pursue happiness? Won't you find purpose and meaning as you go? Or, you know, why have you come to this particular agreement with yourself?
Stephanie, that's an excellent question. In fact, there's tons of research done that when people pursue happiness as the goal, if you're pursuing happiness for the sake of happiness, happiness is fleeting. You can be happy one day. It's an emotion. It comes and it goes. But when you're committed to something and you're looking for meaning in your life, that is a consistent. It doesn't go. So if you're pursuing meaning and calling, or you're purpose-driven, then happiness will come. And it might go too. Sometimes when you pursue meaning and cause, it's not comfortable. But it lasts. Like, happiness doesn't last, actually. So being happy is definitely a goal. But if that's the reason you're doing something, is so that you can be happy and comfortable, it's not going to be sufficient to take you through the times that are hard, the challenging times, as we all have entrepreneurs. There's just not enough juice. There's not enough passion in happiness. Passion is an energy. And I heard Anna mention, you know, we're very passionate about helping entrepreneurs, and we're very passionate about helping people grow their businesses. And that's what you guys have working for you. It's an energy, because you believe in something. You've made meaning to what you do. Therefore, you're unstoppable. You guys are up early. You stay late. I know you guys work on weekends, whatever needs to be done to get the job done. That's what you two have done, is you've made that connection between the conscious and the subconscious. You've tapped into service, that need for service. It's a basic human need, actually, the need for contribution, the need for service. So my thought is, if we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and he says that we need food, shelter, safety as a fundamental need, and then at the top is self-actualization. My theory is, and what I'm proving with my doctorate, is that if we turn the pyramid upside down and pursue self-actualization and do it because it's the right thing to do, because it's right by our values, money will follow. money follows passion. And so I'm really committed to help people getting that passion that you guys have.
Wow, that's that just makes a lot of sense. And because the core of sales, the core of business is to serve people. And that's probably a very unusual approach most people haven't heard. Now, one of the big words that you use and that we talk about is neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. Can you talk about that and share how that helps us with, you know, learning and success?
Sure. I wanted to say one other thing about Stephanie's, because her question was really very profound. There's a lot of research being done on the difference between happiness and meaning, and there is overlap. You can have happiness and meaning in your life at the same time. But it's very interesting that human beings that have meaning experience well-being. They sleep better. They're actually DNA evidence that they're healthier when there's a pursuit of meaning, not just the pursuit of being happy. Amazing study was done back with 800 people as participants. And if you just real simple to answer Stephanie's question, if we are taking our last breath, would you want your life to have happiness or meaning and purpose? You know, if you just ask yourself, it's a very profound question. Hello?
Yeah, no, you're here. This is really, really good stuff. Keep going.
We're listening.
Yeah, I mean, and you think you have to start with the end in mind, right? And I hear that from Stephanie all the time, starting with the end in mind. So if we're starting with our last breath, what do we want to know that our life had? Was it that we were comfortable and we were happy? Or, yeah, we had some uncomfortable times, but our life was fulfilled. It meant something. It made a difference. And every single time, you know, when I survey an audience, everybody said they want their life to have meaning. So there's amazing research being done. If you just Google happiness versus meaning or fulfillment, and tons of stuff will come up. To answer your question, Anna, neuroplasticity is actually literally what you hear. Neurons, neuro refers to the brain, and plasticity refers to being plastic. What we're finding, and this is actually in the last 10 years, is that although the brain, entire body parts degenerate, the brain, though, is the only part of our body that actually has the capacity to continue growing well into our 90s. It actually can be, just like plastic, it can be molded. Even with dementia patients and with Alzheimer's, when you're seeing the degenerative process of the brain, there are cells in there that can be, if they're ignited, they can actually create new cells, new neurons, new real estate. You can change the real estate of your brain, how it works, how it thinks. You know, if we have a chance, we'll talk about habits, how to make habits, how to break habits. You can change how your brain is laid out. So that's what neuroplasticity is. The use of, for example, if you lose an arm, can you train your brain to be able to use your toes? You know, if you're missing an arm, and now all of a sudden the toes get wired for what the arm used to do. Yes, it can be done, and it's so exciting. With people that are blind, can we rewire their brain so that they can hear better? So the neurons that were used for vision are not going to just sit there and just wilt away. Can we rewire them to increase another sense? That was the original research that was done. It was kind of cruel because they used animals and they amputated parts of their body. Not a good thing, okay? But what they found is that, yeah, animal rights activists are probably like, curled up. But if you look at the original work of neuroplasticity, it was actually done with cats and ate terrible things. And they would cut off and parts of their bodies and see if some other part would learn what the eyes knew to do. Could it be rewired? And the truth is, what they found is yes. The brain can be rewired. It is plastic.
Wow.
Holy cow. I really hope our readers just, our listeners actually caught what she just said there, because there's serious power there. I was literally just talking with a guy about this, and he said, we had this, I actually just wrapped up a half-day seminar, facilitating a half-day seminar here, and I was talking with one of the guys afterwards, and he said, well, you know, my boss was going to come, but he didn't think he was going to learn anything. He didn't think he could help. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. And he goes, well, he's a very negative person. And I said, well, then he needs to start rewiring his brain, because, you know, that's a major problem, and that's a decision that you make. And you have complete control over your entire future. You just have to decide it. So powerful.
Yep.
I do want to get back to, you know, the curious, in your experience, why is it people struggle? Because you've done a lot of work with helping people find their purpose, find their passion. And it's something people still struggle with. I've struggled with it for years. So why is it you think that people struggle with finding their purpose?
I think the reason they struggle is because the brain is created to protect us. It's created to not take chances. And sometimes you'll even hear the battle in your head. And so pursuing purpose, like what really is important to us, first of all, it's just not a conversation that people engage in, right? We're always talking about performance goals, and those are really important. And the business community, and my PhD is in organizational psychology. I mean, the big corporations, they're looking at results, hard, concrete results. And but what people are not thinking about is your beliefs totally, totally dictate your actions. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, if you don't find that you're living your values, that your professional life is an expression of who you are at your core, it's going to be very hard to hit goals. Now, you can connect those goals to having a bigger house, which ultimately means something for your kids. So it's got to go back to something like a why. But I think that people don't pursue purpose because it's not a conversation that we're regularly engaged in. And if you ask anybody, I ask people all the time, so why do you do what you do? And the answer is always, well, because, you know, we've got the latest technology and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's a good product. And I'm like, yeah, but why do what you do? And they're like, it pays bills, you know? I'm like, okay. So, you know, I don't blame people. I mean, this is not something that people talk about, but the research is undeniable. And this research goes back, I think some of the most profound work came from Viktor Frankl, Dr. Viktor Frankl. And Stephanie, I sent that article to you. Dr. Viktor Frankl studied the Holocaust survivors. And what he found, he looked at the people that perished versus the people that that lived and survived the Holocaust, tortured. And what he found out is the ones that made it through the suffering knew that their suffering had some meaning. And he actually, if anybody has a pen, you want to write this down. And he said, D equals S minus M. So disparity equals suffering without meaning. Now, what that has to do with entrepreneurs? And business owners and salespeople, are you going to suffer? Yes. Are you going to be uncomfortable? Yes. Every day. So but if your suffering has some meaning, it's about something bigger than yourself, it's bigger than the paycheck, it takes on an entire energy, a whole different fire, and it actually ignites the central nervous system, the midbrain, which is called the reptilian brain or the mammalian brain, and it ignites it, and then, and that's where passion is, by the way, that's where emotions are stored, is inside the midbrain. Once you get your emotions into something, watch out. You know, it's a joke in my office. When I was doing financial plans, everybody would say, if you're ever on an appointment with Sunita, the client's crying, I'm doing their financial plan, and we're like boo-hooing. And it's because I brought so much passion to the table, you know. And it was funny because people would say, well, if you do an appointment, we know how Sunita always gets the check. She closes the deal because they're crying, and they're like, where do you want me to sign? And here it is. And you know what? It was really fun, and it's still kind of known in my office that if I do an interview with you, if you're coming to work with me or something, we're both going to end up crying. But it's because I overflow, you know. So,
well, Sunita, I want you to share with our listeners. We meant to do this a little earlier, but I want to get a couple of times in the show before we end today, how people can get in touch with you, because obviously this is a powerful subject that people need to understand. And you have a way for people to get in touch with you and a special offer.
Yes. And it is a powerful subject. It's the difference between living your life and really creating your life. My new website, and I'm changing all of this. I'm so blessed. I have some wonderful people helping me. I want to give a shout out to Leslie, who is just incredible. But my new website is BrainCoach, one word, LLC, BrainCoachLLC.com. And you can go on there and see some of my upcoming workshops. If you register for a workshop and put the code in Black Belt, enter the promotion code Black Belt, and you'll get a 25% discount to anything you want to come to. And so, you know, when you look at purpose, I'm teaching resilience, how to tie purpose into mission and your business, how to tie it into the numbers. So it's very, very practical. But there's some things that will move you emotionally in these workshops, and I really believe it'll take your business to another level.
So they go to BrainCoachLLC.com, and when they register for any of your events, put Black Belt in the promotion code, and they'll get an automatic 25% off. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And I'm doing, I'm getting a patent on some of the research. So I'm actually going to offer the purpose process that I do. That'll be on the website very soon as well, and they'll get a discount on all of that.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I need to get on that website really fast. That's powerful concepts. I mean, what our listeners may or may not know is that Stephanie, Sunita, and I are collaborating on a book that we're going to be releasing later this year. And so we're going to be combining the things that Sunita is talking about. And I don't want to distract from the presentation because I have one more very important question for you today, Sunita. But be looking for that. Well, we're going to be marrying neuroscience and sales training, and you're going to get one power-packed book and an entire program that's going to follow through out of all that. Stay tuned.
Yeah, you and Stephanie are a great example. A lot of people listening to this probably already doing pretty well. You guys are doing amazing things in the community. Something like this will just take it to a whole nother level. And please know that you guys are incredible already. This is just going to be another tool so you can be more intentional about what you guys are doing, because you're passionate, you're focused, and this will just show you that you're on track and to keep doing it in that direction. So you guys are incredible.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, we just have 5 minutes left, and I really want to talk about meditation and how can it help people become successful? Seems counterintuitive when, especially in our Western culture, to success.
What meditation does, and in fact, prayer also does the same thing. And to me, prayer and meditation are synonymous. Don't get intimidated by meditation. Some people don't like that word. But meditation, what it does is it quiets the midbrain, the part of the brain that's going, should I, shouldn't I? So all day long it's rationalizing, it's testing everything, it's sorting and filing your experiences. It quiets your mind so you can actually have a focus on what you need to do that's beyond the here and the now, like beyond the little circumstances of your life. Most of us, most of our thinking is dealt with, well, how do I do this? You know, who do I call? And our fears. When we can meditate, what happens is we create a silence, and that part of us that doesn't know fear, the part of us is that wise part of us that says, I can do this. I can do this, and I've done it before. That part of us gets to have a voice when we meditate. So when we're looking at sales, if you can meditate, what it's going to do, it's going to drop the fear, which is your midbrain. It's that talking part trying to protect you. It's doing its job, and we want to keep it. But it's going to quiet that so the higher part of yourself, the wiser part of yourself, can begin to rule a little bit more. And what's amazing is if you meditate, keep a notepad by you, because when you go into alpha meditation, which is that real meditative state that a lot of people who do breathing, when you go into alpha, ideas will come to you to solve problems. We know that the greatest inventions were early in the morning or late at night when your brain is quieted down, and that's the theory, and there's tons of research to prove that that's what's happening. You're getting into alpha. When you go to alpha, you can access information in your brain that's there, but you forgot about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge believer in this. I've been rereading Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and I think that's the brain state that he got into when he was doing his little group masterminds with the people in his head, basically. But I've heard crazy stories about people who, you know, they've been faced with this big problem and faced with it and didn't know what to do, finally went away somewhere, got really quiet, got really, you know, focused, and all of a sudden the answer hit them and no one told them what to do. They knew it inside. They just needed to access it. So I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
Well, we are coming up on the very, very end here. This half hour always goes so very quickly, and I want to recap, guys, quickly for you. You know, obviously, we've gone over a lot of really valuable information. I highly recommend, you know, I recommend you listen to these radio shows a couple of times all the time, but this is one really that I think the more you listen to this show, the more you're going to get out of it, the more you're going to realize that some very life-changing principles have been dropped here, and you could completely turn your life around and make your life exactly what you want it to be just based on this. And I encourage you guys, go to braincoachllc.com, braincoach, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, C.com. Check it out. Get to know Sunita a little bit more. She has some serious value to offer. I've done one of the sessions with her, and yes, we did end up crying, but it gave me a lot of clarity as to why I do the things that I do. And I went home and told people what we talked about, and everybody goes, oh, my gosh, Steph, that's just so you. That's exactly what has been driving you. So it was so valuable. I very much recommend get to know her, follow her. The code for that 25% discount is black belt, you know, like black belt selling, but leave the selling part off. So black belt, the brain coach, LLC.com. Check her out. Get to know her. She's got a lot to give you guys. In the meantime, you know, next week we'll be back here again bringing you value, bringing you passion, bringing you the tools you need to become a black belt in your business and a black belt in sales. And until then, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. And just for today, Sunita as well. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Sunita, for joining us. And everybody have a fabulous week.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.